Hello, this is People Fixing the World, a podcast from the BBC World Service. This is the show where we look for the people trying to find solutions to some of the world's problems. I'm Tom Coles, and today I'm in Kathmandu, the capital of Nepal, in a big banquet hall in the middle of the town. There's row after row of dark red chairs, a guy mopping the floor, and they're testing out the sound system.
Check.
Because they're getting ready for the grand finale of an interesting kind of talent show. We're not about to see singing or dancing on the stage. This is Integrity Idol, and the finalists are government officials, administrators and bureaucrats from across this mountainous Asian nation. Nepal, like just about everywhere on Earth, has a problem with corruption. Corruption here is pervasive, from petty bribes to big government contracts. Now, a lot of work in this area goes into putting pressure on corrupt officials and improving the regulations and the enforcement. But one NGO called Accountability Lab has taken a different approach. Instead of naming and shaming, they are naming and faming honest government workers in these Integrity Idol competitions around the world. The participants are about to arrive down the red carpet. I'm going to go and meet a few of them.
Sita Sharma
is one of the finalists. She's a health worker
nurse,
who was nominated for going above and beyond the call of duty.
I've been doing a lot of extra work along with my regular job. I raise awareness about cancer and menstrual hygiene and also provide family planning advice for Muslim communities. To start with, they were totally against family planning, but I persuaded them. It took me 5 years to succeed. I worked hard to get here. I go to the community and work with honesty, working overtime and even on holidays.
Oh, do we need to get off the? Sorry, we're in front of a selfie screen. I think we need to move away from it. Okay. Do you think that you'll win?
I'm very, very happy to get into the top five.
You already won. Fantastic. Thank you so much for talking to you. So the audience and all the participants are milling around outside of the banqueting hall. A few beautifully patterned hats that are traditional in Nepal popping out from the suits and dresses.
This kind of program is going to motivate the other people to move towards the positive way rather than the negative, and this could be great.
So I want to learn from here, and I want to see the top contestant to know their experience and how I can amplify myself.
Oh, you've got a beautiful child here trying to grab my microphone. Do you want to grab it? The event is being organised by Narayan Adhikari, who also co-founded Integrity Idol in Nepal. So tell us, what's this all about? What's going on here?
Today we are celebrating the 5th anniversary of Integrity Idol. You can see there's people coming here to celebrate the honest government official, and today is the big day for us.
How does Integrity Idol work?
We got nomination from people about their honest government officials, and we have a panel of judges who pick the top five finalists, and we go for votings and let public knows about these people, and let's become the talk of the town and why integrity and accountability is important. Corruption is an everyday disaster we have. You know, earthquake just came once and gone, so maybe another, in 100 years, but corruption is like every day.
So more than 1,000 people were nominated for this award, and they were narrowed down to this five after a lot of checking on whether they were indeed honest government workers. And then the last five went up for a public vote. How many people voted online and through text message for these candidates?
So we have about 100,000 from SMS and about another 35,000 from online.
Okay, so quite serious numbers of people. And you make a TV program that goes out on national TV?
Yeah, it is on the national TV.
Your name, Integrity Idol, everyone will know the kind of talent shows that your name kind of is hinting at. What do the candidates for this prize, what have they done to be nominated for this award?
No, yeah, you're right, because we celebrate pop stars and you know, all kind of talents, but why not to celebrate the public service heroes? Through their small initiatives and little bit of extra hard work, they're making the life of the people each year. So these are ordinary people and doing extraordinary things.
It's very important in a competition like this that the people that you're putting forward don't have anything in their past which might make them look less than squeaky clean.
Absolutely. So we don't guarantee that in future these people will continue behaving with integrity, but until now, based on the information available, I'm absolutely confident that these are really great and honest people.
Corruption is quite a difficult subject to get people excited about. Do you feel a lot of resistance when you're trying to tell people, hey, look at our anti-corruption campaign?
That's why we don't really call it, this is an anti-corruption campaign. This is really about integrity and accountability. Of course, people will eventually understand because they all are the victims of the corruption. So we talk about the symptoms of the corruption rather than is really talking too much about anti-corruptions and talking about corrupt guys. Then people begin to talk all negatives and they just waste their time talking about negative, and like really finger-pointing others. So this is really about not finger-pointing approach.
Do you feel like you're succeeding in winning people over?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Like if you ask me, like, how was it like 5 years ago? Like nobody was believing that there are people with integrity. One of the biggest questions was, does integrity exist? And many people would say no. But today, you know, people have changed their perception. You know, look at the crowd we have, look at the number of votes we got, look at the number of media begin to write about positive news. That shows that, you know, at least the culture of appreciation has grown up.
Everything's being set up now. People in their seats. I think the show's about to start. Although Integrity Idol is trying to be as positive and showbiz as it can, the actual awards ceremony really was quite a serious affair. After the national anthem, one of the judges gave us a very stern talking to about the competition. Then, utterly unlike the winner-takes-all talent show, everyone basically won.
We have 5 different titles for this year. Integrity with Compassion, our first title.
Along with
Sita Kumari Sharma,
the health worker, there was
Arun Kafle,
who used the latest knowledge and technology to help farmers grow more crops.
Mahendra Prasad Powdil,
who worked with young people, inspiring them to improve themselves.
Durvaraj Acharya,
a straight-down-the-line local administrator. And finally,
Ram Bahadur Kurumbang,
another local administrator who made a name for himself by getting out of his office and taking government services like healthcare and the means to get an ID card to the isolated communities who needed them.
Clearly, already, you're all winners.
Then more speeches, including one from the British ambassador.
Just for being recognised by Integrity Idol.
And now on stage, there's a group of performers doing something a bit like a mime to illustrate corruption. They're having arguments, walking along a rope. Two of them have got large hats on made of newspaper. One of them looks like a kind of building on his head. And there's a guy creeping around and dancing, all dressed in black, playing a drum. And then, at last, the announcement everyone had been waiting for.
Now it's time to know who is the one who has won the Public Choice Award.
So there it is, at the big moment, Ram Bahadur Kurumbang, the chief district officer in a region called Bardia. He's won this year's popular vote. Up on stage, he's got a kind of curved glass statuette, a big certificate. All the other winners are up there too, with slightly smaller statuettes. He's got about 6 or 7 different colourful scarves around his neck. I'm just going to go see if I can grab him for a moment now. So you've won this year's award. How does it feel?
The major reason people distrust civil servant is a lack of honesty and integrity. This award makes me feel that I have a great burden on my shoulders. But it has given me extra energy to work hard, keeping integrity not only my remaining years of service, but entire my life, for the nation and the people. I'm feeling great burden, more than happiness.
With the award ceremony over, it's time for the after party. Everyone's hitting the buffet and having a good old mingle. Over here's Narayan, who ran the operation.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm all right. How did that all go?
It went very well, I guess. Everything was on track.
So I've got to say, the idol bit of your name, it's not exactly a kind of glamorous, fast-paced award ceremony. There was a lot of quite serious stuff in that.
Yeah, this is something actually we wanted to do it like a bit of a reality show, but then, you know, these people are government people. and they're civil servant, and then, you know, they do serious stuff. That's why, you know, the whole situation becomes quite serious, like talking about integrity, corruptions, and lack of, you know, accountability.
And the winner, Rambada Krumbang, who I didn't see break a smile all evening, epitomises that seriousness. Apparently, he tells journalists when he arrives in a new job, dig up anything you can on me. He's that keen on being held accountable. There's no doubt that Nepal needs officials like him, who play by the rules and try to push government services to the people who really need them, and who take that job very seriously indeed. In the hall, he certainly seems like a popular winner.
Rambadur, yeah.
Yeah, he won.
Yeah, he got the title today, and we're very proud. As you know, he had done many good things in country, for country's progress and prosperity. That's it. He deserved this title.
Yeah, he's the right person actually, because he's the one who brought government to the, you know, to the reach of local people.
Do you feel like Integrity Idol can make a difference to actually tackle corruption?
Yeah, it definitely makes a difference, because it is a positive approach towards ending a corruption. So it may not bring instant change, but in long run it will definitely bring change in concept, and yeah, it will bring change.
So in much less time than it took to get through the speeches, the after party's winding down, almost everyone's left, just the organisers having a well-deserved rest. We're going to take a little stroll now, just to see if that big publicity push from Integrity Idol has got down to the people on the street. Have you heard of Integrity Idol?
No, never.
They put out a programme on television, they have a big social media campaign, they're trying to find honest government officials.
Well, I have been with quite a few dishonest ones, to be honest.
Government, honest work?
Yeah.
In Nepal, no anyone is honest.
We are not, known about this Integrity Idols.
You haven't heard of it, you don't follow it?
We don't have a follow.
It's the morning after the awards ceremony, and the local English language newspaper, The Himalayan, just came under my hotel room door. No mention of the awards that I can see. But if you want an illustration of corruption in this country, ex-minister, others booked for embezzling billions, that's the top headline. I'm off to meet someone who knows a thing or two about the damage that corruption causes in this country.
Hi Tom, come in please.
Ashish Thapa is from Transparency International. On the corruption index that they compile, with the least corrupt nations coming at the top, Nepal ranks 122nd, with only two South Asian countries faring worse, Afghanistan and Bangladesh. The most visible form of corruption, he says, happens when Nepalis go to government offices to get basic services.
Like getting a license, getting a water pipe connection, getting electricity connection, getting their garbage collected and all that. And when they go to get services, usually they face some kind of a delay, which prompts to petty bribery, you know, greasing the wheels kind of situation.
And then up from that, there's a level of corruption which is just off the scale in terms of the value of money that's being transacted.
Yeah, most procurement deals done by the government would kind of have some kind of a kickback. It's like institutionalized in the government system.
And so all this money that's coming into Nepal from charities, NGOs, and money that the government is putting into roads and hospitals and schools, loads of that money is just going into the pockets of politicians and government workers. It's not getting to do the job that it's supposed to do.
Yes, 100%.
Ashish believes that for society to really change, it's got to come from the Prime Minister and the political leadership.
That can have a ripple kind of effect on the whole society. And if it's sustained for many, many years, then that may have some kind of an impact on changing the mindset.
And so something like Integrity Idol, do you think that kind of thing can make a difference?
Well, empowerment, education is very, very important. But for any initiative, a good initiative that a civil society organization does, I would say is more of a pilot kind of initiative, which only can reach a certain section of the population.
Given the challenges, Integrity Idol faces an uphill struggle to make a real difference. But quite frankly, that's not going to stop the people who run it. Stepping away from Nepal for a second, I've been talking to Blair Glencourse, who set up Accountability Lab, the NGO that runs Integrity Idol competitions around the world.
It's grown dramatically. We run Integrity Idol in Nepal, Pakistan, Sri Lanka, South Africa, Nigeria, Liberia, and Mali, and we're about to begin in Mexico.
Integrity Idol Pakistan 2000.
Who is the most honest government officials you know?
That is integrity.
We're now forming big partnerships with local media companies that have meant that we can reach through TV and radio pretty much everyone in these places. And we're seeing huge amounts of engagement, hundreds of thousands of people watching and voting for their integrity idols.
And these competitions are helping to find some incredible people.
There's a policeman in Liberia who was one of the winners in 2017 called Alfonso, who's actually part of the drug enforcement agency there. And he arrested two of the president of Liberia's bodyguards in her convoy as it drove past him for smuggling drugs, opened the boot of the car, pulled out the drugs, arrested them.
The idea behind Integrity Idol is that if you just focus on the people who cause the problem, you're missing half the solution.
There's a whole strain of thought called positive deviancy, which is all about identifying these positive deviants, the people doing something different in a constructive, positive way, and understanding what we can learn from them, how we can connect them, how we can support them. And that, of course, is exactly what Integrity Idol is trying to do.
So finding the idols is just the start. They get them teaching civil servants, mentoring young people, and working with each other to build a bit of influence. They're playing the long game, and they don't have much evidence that it's quite transforming society yet. But Blair points to some hopeful signs.
We've created a fellowship of young people, and we've seen clearly that before the campaign, they felt like government was not a place that they wanted to work. If they were a person of integrity, that all government officials were corrupt. And afterwards, they've actually changed their mind and really want to go into government and be a person of integrity and push for these kinds of changes.
Really, I've been describing it as a talent show for honest government workers, but it's really not a talent show.
Yes, it's not. It's not that the winners are highlighting or showing a particular talent through the show, but it is about understanding integrity as a value. You could call it a kind of a values show. It's highlighting the people that are doing the right thing, and not just in certain instances when we're with them. It's actually when no one's there, when no one's looking, are they doing the right thing? And that's what we want to celebrate, because that's where it really matters.
We're ending our journey on a hilltop overlooking Kathmandu. There's a gold stupa opposite, shining in the evening sunshine. Monkeys all over the place, looking kind of mischievous, seeing what they can steal from the tourists. And across the sky, there's these long lines of multicoloured flags billowing in the breeze. I'm here to catch up with last night's winner, Ram Bada Kurabang. You've had to do lots of interviews. People have raked through every part of your personal history. But there's no prize money. You just have that title. Why did you put yourself through it?
Well, I mean,
I have always worked with honesty and maintained my integrity. I was never in it for the money or the wealth. This award is the biggest thing I have ever earned. If you look at into my personal life, I haven't earned a lot of money. I'm even in debt. If I wanted to, I have had a lot of chances to get rich from corruption.
The first ever winner of Integrity Idol is also with me on the hilltop. Gyan Mani Nepal is a district education officer who won the public vote 5 years ago. When he got the job, his area had a big problem with absent teachers, so Gyan did inspections in disguise and handed out his own phone number to pupils and parents to find out what was going on.
Children SMS me, then I collect the evidence, then we change the school.
When he started out, only 40% of the kids in the schools were passing their basic exams. But after his work,
60% is result, 60% is trained passing SLC examination.
And so after you won Integrity Idol, how did your life change?
I become very responsible, and many people trust me.
And so winning the award gave you more influence in your community?
Yeah, all these people trust me, then I can do this work. There is the 128 schools are built.
128 school buildings were under construction in the area I worked in before the earthquake. I warned the head teachers and people responsible for building the schools that if they were not built well, they would have to pay it back from their salary. After the earthquake, there wasn't even a crack in a single building because there was no corruption.
And you've now been identified as an honest government worker. Does that come with pressure as everyone watching you very closely?
There are people I make life difficult for because of the actions I take to prevent corruption. They all get together and spread lies to try and defeat me. So it's really a challenge.
And so, Ram, do you worry people will be jealous of you?
I believe you'll rarely find people who hate me wherever I have worked. Some powerful people try to put pressure on me to do wrong things, but I just ignore them. I don't think anyone is jealous of me. If there are any, I simply ignore them.
Narayan, the organizer of this whole event, is here as well. You're obviously fighting the good fight, but in this city, in this country, it's an uphill struggle. Corruption is a massive problem, and it's really deeply ingrained in the culture. Do you feel like you can make a difference?
Absolutely, I think so, yeah.
You don't ever feel daunted by just the huge amount of money and influence and power that's wrapped up in corruption in Nepal? You never think, oh, we can't do it?
No, not really. I know we have the problems, but we have solutions. And since small effort now, but eventually, the more people with integrity we have, the more power we will gain in future, and the power of the integrity eventually undermine the power of corruption.
The dogs are howling, the bells are ringing, and it's freezing cold. Thank you so much for talking to us, and thank you for listening to People Fixing the World. This really is a beautiful spot to sign off from, I've got to say. There's a galaxy of lights now in this vast city below us, and then just little dots of light outlining the edge of the mountains that border the city. If you like what you've heard on this podcast, then do let us know, rate and review us wherever you get your podcasts, and tell your friends about us, because that really helps as well. A little troop of monkeys is just passing by. If you want to drop us an email, that's always lovely. We're part of the World Hacks team, so our email is worldhacks@bbc.co.uk. I've got to go and find somewhere warm before my fingers freeze up. So that's it from us. Thanks so much for listening.